The Poets of the 19th Century, An Introduction, Volume 3. This is a century for the history books. The Chinese curse of living in interesting times could not be more suited. A small island continued its expansion across the globe, bringing both good and evil in its march. Empires clashed. Revolution shook many. The industrial age was upon us. Poets spoke up against slavery, bringing social and political pressure upon an abominable horror. It was also the age of the Romantics. Shelley, Keats, Byron, lyrically Rapture, Tennyson, Arnold, Browning rode a century of sweeping change, of dynamism, and of great verse.
La Belle Dame sans Merci by John Keats. Ah, what can ail thee, wretched wight, alone and palely loitering? The sedge is withered from the lake, and no birds sing. Ah, what can ail thee, wretched wight, so haggard and so woe-begone? The squirrel's granary is full, and the harvest's done. I see a lily on thy brow, with anguish moist and fever dew, and on thy cheek a fading rose, fast withereth too. I met a lady in the meads, full beautiful, a fairy's child. Her hair was long, her foot was lithe, and her eyes were wild. I set her on my pacing steed, and nothing else saw all day long, for sideways would she lean and sing a fairy's song. I made a garland for her head, and bracelets too, and fragrant zone. She looked at me as she did love, and made sweet moan. She found me roots of relish sweet, and honey wild and manna dew, and sure in language strange she said, I love thee true. She took me to her elfin grot, and there she gazed and sighed deep, and there I shut her wild sad eyes, so kissed asleep. And there we slumbered on the moss, and there I dreamed, ah, woe betide, the latest dream I ever dreamed on the cold hillside. I saw pale kings and princes too, pale warriors, death pale were they all, who cried, La belle dame sans merci hath thee in thrall. I saw their starved lips in the gloam, with horrid warning gaped wide, and I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?